live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A, another week wrapping up oh so quickly, and we've got a packed show for you today, three distinctly different topics. We're going to open up by talking to Robert Templeton. He is the owner of Crossroads of the West Gun Shows, and they are coming this weekend to the Prescott Valley Event Center. If you've got your calendar marked for it, I have good news for you, because I'm going to have two tickets to give away to the not yet. Don't call yet, but I will let you know when to call for those two free. These are VIP passes, by the way. VIP passes to the Crossroads of the West Gun Show, and I will let you know when to call for that. Also coming up on today's show, Lexi Niekamp with Shanna Lujan from One Stage Family Theater. They are staging the musical, The Rocky Horror Show, at the Prescott Elks Theater. Then, after Lynx News and Weather, you'll hear my chat with author Maxie McCoy about her new book aimed at women. It's called You're Not Lost, an inspired action plan for finding your own way. Well, coming up this weekend, a really big event tomorrow. This happens twice a year. You don't want to miss it if this interests you. It's Debbie Stewart and the Senior Connections Senior and Caregivers Conference and Expo. It's coming up tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that will be at the Liberty Traditional School, just down the street from City Hall or the Town Hall in Prescott Valley. That's 10 to 3. Don't miss it tomorrow. Great guest speakers on the hour from 10 until 2, the Senior and Caregivers Expo. So we've got Robert Templeton ready to call in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, you know where, in the words of Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
What you're about to hear are factory authorized savings. The 2018 Toyota models have got to go. At Findlay Toyota Prescott, now is the absolute best time to buy, with the biggest factory rebates and lowest financing rates of the year. 2018 Toyota RAV4, built for the weekend escape. Now with $3,000 cash back or 0% for 60 months. 2018 Toyota Tundra, built to lead. Now with $3,000 cash back or 0% for 72 months. 2018 Toyota Highlander, built to explore. Now with $2,000 in factory rebates or 0% for 60 months. Toyota Sienna, now with $3,500 cash back or 0% for 60 months. Get all the style, performance, and value you deserve during the Findlay Toyota Prescott Factory Authorized Clearance Event. Thank you for voting Findlay Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for the best automotive dealership. Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit, does not include tax, license, title, and 495 doc fees. Must finance through Toyota Financial. Offers expire 10/31/2018.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Gogat, candidate for state representative. Arizona has enough money for great public schools, but our legislature lets political cronies use charter schools as giant piggy banks. They wrote a law that lets charter owners buy buildings with our tax dollars and then pocket the money when they sell. That's how one charter CEO paid himself $8.8 million. I'm Ed Gogat, and I approve this ad. Elect me, and your tax dollars will go to educating children, not to political cronies. Paid for by Ed Gogat for state representative.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we're expecting a call in any second now from Robert Templeton about the gun show coming to the Prescott Valley Event Center. You heard me mention the Senior and Caregivers Conference and Expo at the Liberty Traditional School tomorrow. At 10 o'clock, their guest speaker will be Pamela Krager with Kindred Hospice talking about the caregiver emotional roller coaster. At 11 o'clock, the speaker will be Sam Downing. He's a doctor at YRMC Physician Care. His topic will be Aiming High, 10 Steps Toward Quality Living as We Age. At noon, Dr. Wayne Bennett from the Bennett Clinic, the chiropractor, will talk about keeping the rust out of your golden years, tips for avoiding chronic pain. At 1 o'clock, Clint Walker, the funeral director and general manager at Heritage Memory Mortuary, will talk on pre-planning, one of the best decisions you will ever make. And at 2 o'clock, the guest speaker is Chip McLaughlin, attorney with the offices of Chester McLaughlin, PC. His topic, what is probate, when is it necessary, and what has to be done? That is tomorrow's Senior and Caregivers Conference and Expo at the Liberty Traditional School at 3300 North Lake Valley Road, just about a half block from the Town Hall in Prescott Valley. And say hello to Debbie Stewart when you go. You'll also see dozens of senior resources vendors, local commercial, nonprofit, and government senior resources providers with free information about their products and services. And it only happens twice a year. So if you can get there tomorrow, by all means, do so. Also coming up on behalf of our friends at the Prescott Center for the Arts, it's the Day of the Dead art exhibit. It's continuing now at the PCA Gallery through November 1st. The opening reception is Friday. That is, of course, tomorrow. From 5 to 7 p.m., light refreshments will be served. And then coming up on Saturday, October 27th, at the PCA Gallery between 10 and 2, they will be decorating sugar skulls because of the Day of the Dead. Well, what's a sugar skull? That's a traditional icon of the Day of the Dead, made at home or sold in markets on the days leading up to November 2nd. They're given as gifts to the living, set on altars for the dead, often with the name of the recipient written on the skull's forehead in icing. Now, the making of these colorful and whimsical skulls is a great project to share with family and friends while reflecting on the happy memories associated with lost loved ones. That's why they call it the Day of the Dead. I wasn't really aware of the Day of the Dead until I moved to California and started working in the funeral and cemetery industry. And suddenly, on the first day of November, I'm like, where are all these people coming from? Nobody had warned me. But it's a big, big event, and they have a lot of fun with it, too. And by the way, that decorating sugar skulls opportunity at the PCA Gallery on Saturday, October 27th, the proceeds will benefit the nonprofit PCA Gallery. So keep that in mind, too. Hey, some really good movies coming to the Prescott, to the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. You know, this is a time of year when the really good movies start coming out. You're going to start seeing films that are worthy of Oscar nominations. We saw A Star is Born open last week. That is just going great guns right now. Also, tonight, you will see the debut of First Man. That is the Ryan Gosling movie. It's about primarily Neil Armstrong, but entirely about the Apollo space program that raced to put a man on the moon in the 1960s. Ryan Gosling previously made the movie La La Land with director Damien Chazelle. Chazelle also directs this, and an awful lot of critics are giving this very, very high marks. It's called First Man, and it debuts this evening at the Harkins 14. Also, kind of a strange movie, Bad Times at the El Royale. You know, if you can imagine the old TV series Twin Peaks, imagine if they filmed that at the Bates Motel with characters from the Orson Welles classic Touch of Evil. It kind of has that feel about it. It's a full-color film noir, and it's probably maybe a half hour too long. It's 2:20. It's pretty long for that kind of film. But there's so many colorful characters and so many twists and turns and red herrings and all sorts of stuff. I think you'll find it, if you're really into film noir and mysteries and intriguing things, you might find Bad Times at the El Royale a pretty darn good movie. Now, the kids have a good movie coming out, too. It's called Goosebumps 2, Haunted Halloween, and that stars Jack Black as the kids' comedy horror author, R.L. Stine. Now, you might recall, Jack Black is also starring in the movie The House with a Clock in Its Walls, so he's kind of on a roll right now. And this movie, Haunted Halloween, Goosebumps 2, that is about some kids in a mansion that was previously owned by R.L. Stine. They see a locker, and they open it up, and they find a manuscript. Well, they open the manuscript, being curious kids, and that unleashes all sorts of havoc. It unleashes monsters from the Goosebumps film, which creates a lot of terror in town on Halloween. So, Goosebumps 2 Haunted Halloween is for the kids. Then one definitely for the adults is called Colette. This one stars Keira Knightley. It also opens tonight, and this is set around the turn of the century in England and France. If you can imagine maybe Masterpiece Theater combined with a Cinemax midnight movie... Insert your own joke there. Anyway, Keira Knightley portrays a female novelist, a feminist author who is way, way ahead of her time. She has a husband who is a control freak. He's a successful writer who is also extremely irresponsible. So to help with the bills, he asks her to pitch in and do some writing. Well, she starts writing some salacious tales that sell just like crazy. Helps them out of a financial abyss, and by the same token, she starts living the lives of her racy, randy characters, which, of course, was scandalous around that time of history, especially in Paris, which proves the city of light may not have been so enlightening when it came to women's behavior and keeping up with the boys, shall we say. So, four pretty good movies opening tonight and this week at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. Hey, how about those Arizona Coyotes hockey team? They finally won. They finally scored in their third game of the season. They were in Anaheim last night, finishing up their home-and-home series with the Ducks, and they scored on a power play in the first period, ended up winning 3-2 on a shootout. So the Coyotes have finally cracked the win column. And we hope more good news coming up this Sunday for the Arizona Cardinals as they visit the Minnesota Vikings, a game you can tune into live at 9 o'clock for the pregame show here, 10 o'clock kickoff on KQ&A, as they will face the Vikings in their $28 million a year quarterback, Kirk Cousins. Now, Josh Rosen, of course, will head up the Cardinals' offense. He got very mixed reviews last week when he quarterbacked the Cardinals in their game against the San Francisco 49ers. Now, you might recall the 49ers lost their star young quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo. He had signed a preposterous contract, something like $26, $27 million a year for 5 years. He had never lost an NFL start, being mostly a backup in New England. And then he won his first four starts with the 49ers. Then, of course, he blew out his knee. Well, because of Jimmy Garoppolo's promise and the up-and-rising 49ers, the NFL, they have a flex schedule where they can adjust games based upon their potential TV market. And they had the 49ers scheduled for 5 out of the last 6 weeks on national TV. But now with the injury to Garoppolo, they have taken him off that schedule. So the Niners will now play in the privacy of their own home TV audience and their own crowds at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. So by virtue of Jimmy Garoppolo being injured, nope, they are knocked off the NFL flex schedule. You know, our friend Ron Barnes, Dr. Ron Barnes, he was a longtime educator, businessman. I see him at church once in a great while. You know, he writes these wonderful, very, very peaceful Sunday columns in the Prescott Daily Courier. And he came across a piece of classic literature that I think bears repeating. This whole story is just so wonderful. Now, if you were listening to Top 40 radio in the late 60s, early 70s, you may remember a spoken word song called Desiderata. It was by Les Crane, who was a Los Angeles disc jockey who also hosted a late-night TV show, talk show on ABC, succeeding Joey Bishop. It was called The Les Crane Show. Now, nice title. Anyway, Les Crane recorded this very meaningful essay. It was more of a almost a fable, actually. But anyway, it was repeated by Ron Barnes in the Daily Courier, and I've got a punchline at the end that's going to knock you dead. So stay tuned for this. Here we go. Desiderata sounds like this. Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all people. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They have their story too. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here, and whether or not it's clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful and strive to be happy. Now, here's the punchline. That sounds like something that applies today, right? Well, that was written, are you ready? In 1692. It's called Desiderata, and on that, we will take a break here and return with the folks from One Stage Family Theater, coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM. In Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
For the first time ever, the Crossroads of the West Gun Show comes to the Prescott Valley Event Center this weekend.
We're finding everything we're looking for, so we're impressed.
It's America's premier gun show with great deals on guns, ammunition, scopes, accessories, and more. Some at wholesale prices, plus jewelry, gift ideas, and door prizes.
We'll scour through, find the best bargain, come back and buy it.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show this weekend at the Prescott Valley Event Center.
Awesome selection. Awesome, yeah. Just a lot more than I expected to see.
All sales are conducted in compliance with applicable laws. You can buy, sell, and trade at all Crossroads gun shows.
Vote for Sandra Kennedy for Corporation Commission. Sandra Kennedy is running for Arizona Corporation Commission. She is a former Corporation Commissioner who will lower utility rates, stop the corruption at the Corporation Commission, and create more solar and renewable energy in Arizona, especially rooftop solar, bringing thousands of jobs to rural Arizona. She will make Arizona the solar capital of the world and stop the corruption that is causing unjustified utility rate increases. Sandra Kennedy was the first to formally call out corruption on the commission. APS Pinnacle West spent millions of dollars in dark money in the last election cycle to keep her from being elected again to the Corporation Commission. And that tells us exactly what we need to know. Sandra Kennedy is who you need to support. If you want someone who will always stand up for you, the consumer, and fight to keep your utility bills lower, vote for Sandra Kennedy. She's on our side, not the utilities. Paid for by Kennedy 2018. Authorized by Kennedy 2018.
There's a place where we learn that in giving we receive. A place where the broken find healing and repentant hearts find mercy. A light to guide us through darkness. Where is this place? It's a Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Hey, Michelle. My baby said his first words. He said AMCO, you know, as in AMCO Transmissions.
Oh, you mean AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care? As in the specialists who repair and maintain all components on your vehicle? Oh, my baby said that weeks ago.
No, no, no. Your baby is saying it all wrong. It's AMCO Transmissions, as in the specialists who know the difference between just sticking in any old part and the correct safe installation. My baby also said they have the best warranties in the business.
Oh, yeah? Well, my little sweetie said to me, AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care have the lowest prices in town, and they'll have you in and out and back on the road faster than any shop around.
He did not.
Did too.
Specializing in every part of your vehicle, it's AMCO Transmissions.
AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care.
AMCO Transmissions.
AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care, located on the south side of Highway 69, just west of Glassford Hill in Prescott Valley.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, as you probably gathered, we were unable to make connections with Robert Templeton about the Wild or the Crossroads of the West Gun Show coming to the Prescott Valley Event Center. But if you've been keeping track of that, you know when it is. And we have available for our listeners for the third caller at 445-8289. Third caller, 445-8289. Sorry about that. 445-8289. I have two VIP passes for this weekend's gun show at the Prescott Valley Event Center. So, we have in the studio right now, we have Lexi Niekamp along with Shauna Lujan. They are here on behalf of One Stage Family Theater. I'll start with Lexi. Tell us about the Rocky Horror Show.
So the Rocky Horror Show is coming to the Elks on October 27th.
And we have a live band, so that's something that's really exciting. And then we also have a cast this year of about 10.
Now, it's going to be at the Elks, right?
Yes.
So where will the band be?
They're actually going to be in front of the stage.
Okay, in the dance area.
Yeah,
okay.
In like the dance area, but it'll still be lit so that you can still see them.
Now, because we're talking dance and that is your specialty, how much dancing is in this?
This year we decided to lean more towards looking like the movie. Mm-hmm. So there's enough dancing for sure to get you on your feet, but there's not an over-the-top amount. It's not like Footloose or Grease would be.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Yeah.
And Shauna Lujan is here also. Shauna, tell us about your role in the Rocky Horror Show.
So I played Janet, and this is my third year of playing Janet. And I'm super excited because the Elks is a dream stage to perform on.
Yeah.
And it's a great cast to work with. And I think there's four of us that are returning cast members, and the rest are new cast members.
Now, I have to ask you this because the midnight movies of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, of course, are legendary because people dress up for it. They bring things to toss at the screen. Is that going to happen at this, too?
You aren't allowed to toss anything.
Good.
But
I'm glad we got that out of there.
Yes.
That'll be cool. And Lexi, what is your role in the Rocky Horror Show?
I play Columbia.
And tell us about Columbia's character.
Columbia, she's kind of a misfit. She doesn't really know where she belongs. But she is one of the, I guess you would say, like housekeepers or caretakers of Frank's.
Okay.
Whole entire house.
Very good. And will there be a costume contest?
Yeah, there will be a costume contest.
And now you've both done this before. So what kinds of costumes did you see the most of? Which characters do the people attending tend to try and ape?
Columbia and Magenta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably the top two.
Right.
Okay.
And Frank every once in a while. We'll
of course.
See like a couple more, sweet transvestites.
So is there a pre-show also?
Yes. Yes.
Tell us about the pre-show.
Okay.
The ones who have never seen this show before, so a little bit of secrecy is there, but do come and check it out. I'm not going to give too much away.
Can Can you imagine someone who's never seen or never heard of this show coming in for the first time? They're in for a surprise, aren't they?
For sure. Yeah.
But everyone who has comes back again.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It's such a fun event. Now, Lexi, tell us about the One Stage Family Theater.
So One Stage Family Theater, that was originated by Shauna, my mom, and John Oliver. And John Oliver, he's actually the director of Rocky Horror, as well as he builds our sets. But that was originated by them, and it's a family theater group that works to provide community theater, obviously, to like all of our patrons, as well as like we have a board, so I'm the choreographer on the board, and then we have Nolan, and he's pretty new to our board, and he's
Nolan
actually playing Frank.
Yeah,
and he's playing Frank. And then Shauna, she directs and she does music too.
Well, neat. So now you've done so many shows. You're approaching somewhere around 100 shows, I think, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm over now.
You're old,
yeah.
You're an old veteran
yes,
now, trotting
yeah,
the board
I'm officially
all those
over,
years.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
We officially just don't count anymore.
Just too many to keep count up.
Right.
So Shauna, tell us about some of the other shows you've been involved in.
Well, we just finished up Little Shop of Horrors. It was a great run. It was also at the Elks. And then we're about to do It's a Wonderful Life, the radio show, which is a little bit different because it is filmed like a 1940s radio hour program. Mm-hmm. So you're watching the actors in costume performing a radio show live. And so that's going to be fun. And then the kids are going to be singing and dancing in the commercials and in the pre-show for that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I assume you've both seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That street, which was the Bailey Brothers building and loan, where Jimmy Stewart was running up and down during the snow, with God as my witness, I lived on that street.
Oh,
the house,
so cool.
The house that I shared in Encino, California, used to be the back lot of RKO where they filmed that.
Oh, cool.
And that neighborhood, believe it or not, was Bedford Falls.
Wow.
Yeah, I lived on that street.
That's awesome.
And when they made that movie, they made it in the middle of summer, believe it or not. And if you look real closely at Jimmy Stewart, you can see the sweat coming through his coat. And to try and make it look like a wintertime scene, they sprayed the trees with white plaster to make it look like snow. And those trees are still in the neighborhood. Yeah, isn't that weird?
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
We're going to need your autograph.
Yeah. Like a Little Shop of Horrors, you're doing Rocky Horror, you're doing the radio play, essentially, right,
yes.
Of It's a Wonderful Life. Is that good or bad when it comes to the audience expectations because these are so iconic?
I would say it's always good.
Mm-hmm. It's just, pre-sold, obviously.
Yes, mm-hmm. Because doing these iconic shows, or in Rocky's case, a cult classic, yes, it is a challenge because you have to rise to the challenge, and this is one you definitely cannot ad-lib at all.
You've got a high bar, don't you?
As I learned. But that's the fun of it and the challenge of it, and that's why we're so glad to have it at the Elks, because I feel like a place like the Elks deserves an iconic show.
Yeah.
So we did Annie last year, and that was a blast. We've just really enjoyed doing these shows at the Elks, and we're really looking forward to kicking off the Christmas season with It's a Wonderful Life.
And Lexi, the age group of your One Stage Family shows, normally all ages, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are there kids involved in this one, in Rocky Horror?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that is a strong no.
Okay.
It's 18 and older.
Mm-hmm.
I think our youngest cast member, I think it's me.
Is you.
It's 22.
That's something. Well, you know what? I have to ask you, what are your favorite songs from the show?
Ooh.
It's got to be Time Warp is up there.
Uh-huh.
I think The Floor Show is my favorite.
Okay.
And I think probably Hot Patootie, too. Yeah.
Which is the song that has Touch Me, I Want to Be Dirty? Boy, they'll be talking for days about that. Hey, Lexi, we saw you this morning. You were honored this morning at a very special function. It was the very first Prescott Chamber Business Awards. Tell us about the award you won.
So I was one out of 40. There was 8 chosen for us to receive a young Prescott Area Professional Award.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so exciting. It was so much fun. It was really nice to make those connections, and yeah. I liked how they put us at the table with the seven others.
Good networking.
That were also getting an award. It was super fun. I look forward to being a part of the Chamber's board mm-hmm. with that next
nice.
Year.
Nice. And, you know, the Prescott Area Young Professionals, as I said during my presentation this morning, it's so important for them to be a part of us here because a lot of people see us as strictly a retirement mecca, and that's very good in a lot of ways, but it also causes young people to think, what's in it for me here?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are enabling the really, really talented people, 21 to 40, to stay here and keep those skills and energy here.
Right.
I think that's wonderful.
I hope we get those light bulbs going.
Yeah. So tell us about, now you've been operating the studio for how long?
So it's been 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be 3 years on June 1st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us about some of the fun and challenges of teaching young people how to dance.
I think, honestly, one of the biggest challenges has been, I guess, not having every single one of my students there every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I guess, just like missing them from the week of the next, like waiting on them, like
sure.
until they have their next dance class to learn the next part of the dance instead of just like going all day with one class. So that's been one thing that's been challenging, I guess, for me. And then probably one of the most rewarding things would have to be just seeing everyone's wheels turn
yep.
when I'm teaching them how to dance, like how they all, everybody has a different interpretation
mm-hmm.
of every single thing that they like endure in life. But like I've noticed that like when I teach a certain, like just how to point your toe, for example,
mm-hmm.
or like a coupe or something, like when I teach that, it's so funny how I have to explain it differently to every single child.
Sure.
And I enjoy that because then it shows me that it's just like in the real world, everyone's going to learn something differently, and you either have to go with it or like try to alter things just to make it real for everyone else so
mm-hmm.
that it's fair. So I really like that. I don't know. It's just different.
I had Jonathan Perpich from the Prescott Center for the Arts in here last week. Yeah, isn't he great? And he, you know, he's been around quite a while. He worked, you know, for many years in Los Angeles in television and movies too. And I asked him, and I'll ask you the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be many, many years ago, they would say, what do you have to be an actor? Now, you've been on stage 100 times. So you know this. And I said, is it still true that you have to, one, learn your lines, two, hit your marks, three, don't chew the scenery, and four, don't trip over the furniture? Still true?
Yep. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Do you think people would really be surprised to learn how much self-discipline it takes not only to be an actor but also to be a dancer?
Yes. I think dancing is definitely something that people overlook
mm-hmm.
a lot.
It looks like such fun.
Right,
but
right.
The trick is
and
to make it look like fun
exactly.
on the stage. But
it takes a lot of practice. Like,
you know,
I have my 3 and 4 year olds doing sit ups right now.
Oh my,
so it's
but they
like,
love that.
Yeah, they don't.
You know what that reminds me of? There's a famous football player, a Hall of Famer named Michael Irvin, who was a wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys, a great one. And one fan stopped him one day and says, you are so lucky. They pay you $1 million a game on Sunday to score touchdowns. He said, no.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what they pay me for. I would do that free on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
They pay me to work my you-know-what off
right.
and to learn the playbook and just sweat and get in shape and be the best I can be on Sunday. That's what they pay
right.
me
it's
for.
It's all the behind the scenes
that's
everybody. Same thing
amazing?
With shows. Same thing with theater. It's like all the behind the scenes stuff that takes place you would
mm-hmm.
never imagine. Like,
what would be your favorite musical, either stage or movie, that pretty well tells the life of the dance? Of the discipline. I remember seeing All That Jazz, the Roy Scheider film
mm-hmm.
about Bob Fosse. I saw Black mm-hmm. Swan, which gave me a whole new appreciation for ballerinas. Is there any stage show or movie that strikes you as being, this is pretty much the truth?
Not really like a stage show, but I would just go basic with The Nutcracker.
Oh, okay.
Because I grew up watching it in California, the actual stage show, and it's a lot of discipline just like watching the show live.
Sure.
Even like you even like see sometimes like you'll see behind the scenes, like, you know, like you'll peek over and like in the wings, like you'll see someone stretching or something. And it's just one of those things where it's like, wow. Like, you never really realize it until you're in the shoes.
Mm-hmm, indeed. And the Nutcracker and the Four Realms, the movie, will be at the Harkins in just a couple of weeks.
I know, and I'm so excited.
I can imagine. Shauna, tell us about some of your favorite experiences regarding movies, stage shows, things like this, that make you think, yeah, it's pretty much like that. Anything come to mind?
Oh, there's so many. I really... like a movie that comes to mind is Center Stage. It's kind of a, not many people have seen it, but it's a kind of behind the scenes. I've been on the other end of her choreography, and so I can appreciate that portion of it. And when we were doing Little Shop and I was, she was choreographing, I was one of the doo-wop girls. It was a lot of discipline, and it was a lot of hard work, and it was probably the most fun time I had, even though it meant just going over the same move 20, 30 times per hour, just making sure I got it, and then checking, okay, do I really have it? And that, to me, was probably one of the most fulfilling experiences I had, because her choreography in that show was one of the best that she's ever done. She's been growing as a choreographer. Mm-hmm. We've watched as she's done more complex moves, larger groups, some different things. And that's been amazing to watch her grow and to see the kids watch. In It's a Little Shop. Not It's a Little Shop.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Little Shop of Boy. Yeah. In It's a Wonderful Life, we have tap dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so awesome. The youngest is 4, and the oldest is...
We actually have 3.
Oh, the youngest is 3, and the oldest is 12.
Yeah.
I believe.
16.
16?
Yeah.
And, oh, that's right. Yeah, 16. And so watching them all move together, and I mean, tap dance, you have to move together.
Sure.
That's kind of the thing. So watching her work with them, the patience she has and the respect that the dancers show her is just amazing. And I'd like to say, you know, I think not a lot of people give a lot of respect or shout outs to the directors, but Tammy and John, who are some of our lead directors in all of our things, are so wonderful, because you really have to have a vision in order for any of this to be possible.
Mm-hmm. And Lexi, tell us once again when the show is coming, the Rocky Horror Show at the Oaks.
It's October 27th at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And it's one performance, right?
Yes.
And I have to ask you before we close, how much fun was it doing Guys and Dolls?
It was a lot of fun.
You look like you were having the time of your life on that stage.
Thank you.
You know, I worked backstage in that show back in high school. My first love was a high school senior. I was a college sophomore, so I came in to work backstage. And all those songs I heard so many times are still stuck in my head.
Right.
But boy, are they great songs.
Right, exactly.
That just had to be so much fun to work on. Well, Alexi Niekamp and Shauna Lujan, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Have a great time at the Rocky Horror Show. I know the people attending, all the fans will.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Hey, stay tuned. I've got a chat coming up with Maxie McCoy about her great new book, You're Not Lost. You'll enjoy that coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
I'm Dr. David Brill. I grew up in rural America as the son of a Methodist minister.
My parents worked hard raising 4 kids with dignity, respect, and tolerance. I grew up in a time when public education was strong. I benefited from hard work and study and taught high school history before I took my oath as a doctor. My wife Abby and I have been married for 38 fabulous years and have raised 3 wonderful children. We moved to Arizona to take care of Abby's mom. My professional background allowed me to become primary care manager at the Northern Arizona Veterans Administration and give back to those who have served our country. Listening and caring about people is at the heart of all I do. Our children have never seen a functioning government in Washington. It's time for us to listen and care again. That's why I'm running for Congress.
I'm Dr. David Brill, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Brill for Congress.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot. He scores!
The Coyotes host the Buffalo Sabres Saturday at 6. It's on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Recently, there have been reports about changing guidelines for how often most women should have a breast cancer screening. Is every year or every 2 years best? Yavapai Regional Medical Center recommends that you talk to your doctor, who can help guide you towards what's best for your own personal needs. Your doctor will help you consider your age, lifestyle, breast tissue density, and family medical history. From there, a personal screening program, including frequency and type of screening, can be determined. The Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley has the resources to fully support your screening needs, from 3D mammography to dedicated breast MRI to assistance with genetic testing. And the Patient Navigator is there to help make your experience as easy as possible. Talk to your doctor or call the Breast Care Center at 928-442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Cottonwood police need your help in finding the driver who ran over a pedestrian early Monday morning.
Officers located a man complaining of pain on the sidewalk on Main Street between Cherry and Cottonwood Streets. The 44-year-old resident couldn't tell officers what his injuries were or what caused them. He was taken to Verde Valley Medical Center for treatment. It was determined he was likely run over due to the type of injuries. If anyone saw anything between 1 and 2 Monday morning in the area near the Chaparral Bar on the Bank of America, they are asked to call 928-649-1397. It's possible the man was lying in the roadway when he got run over, and the driver may not have realized it was a person. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
As a result of the recent weather, Bradshaw Ranger District fire managers plan on doing some prescribed burning starting today. According to Prescott National Forest officials, the purpose of this project is to reduce hazardous fuels following thinning and fuel wood removal activities. Piles that will be treated are located in Deering Park, Thumb Butte, Groom Creek, and Sierra Prieta. In the interest of safety, forest visitors are reminded to obey all traffic signs and use caution when traveling in the burn area, since there will be firefighters and related traffic. This project is scheduled to run through the end of the month. The Arizona Coyotes got their first win of the season against the Anaheim Ducks, 3-2 following a shootout. The Coyotes take on the Buffalo Sabres Saturday night. The puck drops at 6, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A FM. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Scattered showers in the forecast for the end of your week. Expect an overnight low of 45 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 67 tomorrow and a high of 66 on Saturday. 51 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 74 and a high on Saturday of 74 again. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
The 2018 model clearance starts now at Lamb Nissan. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. The 2019 models are on their way, and some are already here. So we're offering huge deals to reduce our 2018 inventory. Save over $5,000 on 2018 Nissan Sentras, now priced under $15,000. Or one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue, for under $20,000. You choose either a front-wheel drive for $19,488, or if you need an all-wheel drive, it's only $400 more. Looking for an inexpensive, low-mileage used car? Why not just buy a brand-new 2018 Nissan Versa for only $11,388? Plus, that includes a full warranty. The 2018 model clearance going on now at Lamb Nissan. Hurry in for our best selection. Prices this low won't last long. Visit LambNissan.com for all of our great specials. And come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. I'm Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan, and we're here to serve.
California's got some sick waves, like worst quality of life, worst air quality in the nation, and huge electric bills.
Whoa!
Time to bail! So we're surfing into AZ with our California ideas, paid for by a California organization to change Arizona's constitution and raise your electric bills by 40%. That's gnarly!
Don't let California wipe out Arizona. Vote no on Prop 127, paid for by Vote No Arizona.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
There's more to painting than finding your favorite color and brushing it on. Starting with the right prep work, primers, choosing the right paint, and how you brush, roll, or even spray it on. We'll have Arizona Painting Company in to tell us more. Plus, we're talking trees, places to see, and your homeowner questions with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. You know, if there's one phrase women's leadership expert Maxie McCoy hears over and over again when she talks to young women, it's this: I'm so lost. Well, not only do they doubt the direction their lives are going, they don't even know how to start making changes. Well, Maxie McCoy's new book, You're Not Lost, An Inspired Action Plan for Finding Your Own Way, provides a straight shot of encouragement and a step-by-step plan to change all that. Now, Maxie, thank you for joining us. Your book, You're Not Lost, An Inspired Action Plan for Finding Your Own Way. What is the first step toward finding your own way?
The first step is really coming back to what the highest expression of ourselves can look like and how we can be the most of ourselves and not the least of it. I think so many of us think that we have to change in order to begin. And really what's required in order to find our path is to tap into a deep sense of self-belief. And in order to do that, we need ourselves.
Now, you talk about the real-life stories from inspirational women who have been there and succeeded. Tell us about Piera Gilardi.
Oh, Piera. She's the chief creative director of Refinery 29, which is a very big media site specifically for women. And, you know, she's somebody that the first time I heard her speak, she was talking about how she feels lost all of the time. And, you know, one of the key takeaways from her is just knowing that we all have this inner critic in our head giving us a really hard time about, you know, we should be farther along by now, or why haven't we gotten there? When are we ever going to get there? And just knowing that, you know, we can hear those voices without actually believing them.
In your book, you talk about accomplishing three big milestones. The first one is ditch. What does that mean?
Ditch is about dropping the mindsets that are keeping us feeling lost. And, you know, I gave one example of that just in terms of believing that we need to change in order to begin. But another really big one is believing that we have to have the destination completely figured out before we start. And so it's really letting go of that idea that we have to have the big picture all sorted, or that we have to have, you know, X, Y, and Z in order to be successful, and really ditching all of that and being willing to just get into action, which is going to help us create a sense of self-belief. It's not the opposite.
And create is the second of the three big milestones. Describe that for us.
Yeah, creating is the small step. So it's asking ourselves, you know, what are all of the things that light me up? What are all the things that give me energy? And then what is the absolute smallest thing that I can do about that to just begin? And creating is about creating the steps, about beginning, about who we need around us in order to do that.
And your third milestone is rise.
Rise is the ascension. It's about what happens when we are getting in into action. And, you know, I think a lot of us think that when we start to figure out our path, it's going to be rainbows and sunshine. And it's not always like that. You know, women have stretch marks when they expand. Humans have growing pains when they expand. And so there are some marks and some discomfort that comes with getting onto our path. But it's about reframing that and knowing that we're not our feelings, that just because we have fear, we have discomfort, that doesn't necessarily mean we're doing it wrong. We just have to know that this is friction, and the friction means we're moving.
Now, artistic and creative folks really enjoy your story about Ashley Longshore. What was that like?
Yeah. Oh, that was amazing. She's this incredible artist. She's so, like, so wild and outspoken. And my favorite thing that Ashley said in the book, and it's such a testament to patience and letting things take time, which is instant gratification will get you stoned, drunk, or pregnant. Everything else is going to take a long effing time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so true. You know, her success took decades and a lot of people not believing in her. And it just reminds all of us, you know, good things take time. So let it take its time. It doesn't have to happen overnight. You know, I look at my own journey with this book. It took me, it's a lifetime dream, and it really took 3 years of a lot of hard work to even have something out there, and it's going to take a lot more years of having it out there for it to do well. So it's having patience.
How important is it to worry less about the big picture and focus on the small actions you can do right now?
I think it's incredibly important. I think when we obsess over the big picture, we oftentimes feel like, but I don't know how to get there, and if I don't know how to get there, then what do I do today? But if we can focus on small actions, small is manageable. I mean, if I told you to go jump 30 feet, that would be way harder than if I just asked you to jump a foot. And in this book, that's what I'm asking you to do, is just jump a foot. Just figure out what are the small things, like taking somebody out to coffee, like signing up for an online class, like shooting out that email that scares you a little bit. Those small step after small step, that is what creates the momentum that gets us somewhere.
The business author Harvey McKay once said, "You are the company you keep." Likewise, you say, build your girl gang and be careful who you allow in that. How do you describe that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, whether it's gendered or not, you know, having a community and to your point, the company you keep, you know, you are a reflection of these people. So the more that you have people who believe in you, the easier it's going to be to believe in yourself. And I kind of run down a roster of different personality types that are really powerful in helping us figuring out where we're going. And you want to be thoughtful about that energy, because figuring out our path is hard enough. We don't need people bringing us down while we're at it.
And you talk about being grateful, but you say you consistently come back to a place of being appreciative. How important is that?
Gratitude's everything. I mean, if we can't be grateful for what's happening today, we're never going to be grateful for what happens later on, because we're always raising the bar on ourselves. You know, the life that oftentimes we're living now, we would have given anything to be here. So if you're not grateful now, you're not going to be grateful later. And it really does rewire the brain to find the positive. And I know it can sound a little cheesy, a little self-helpy, but any of the research shows that anyone who spends just a couple minutes a day focusing on what they're grateful for has the same impact in their happiness as doubling their income. So, I don't know, I would like more money. I could feel that by just being grateful for a couple minutes.
And finally, how can our listeners learn more about your writings and get a copy of your book?
Yeah, everything is on my site, maxiemccoy.com. That's MaxieMccoy. The book is there. The book is also on bookshelves everywhere.
And the book is You're Not Lost, an Inspired Action Plan for Finding Your Own Way. Thank you, Maxie McCoy. Continued success in your publishing.
Thanks so much for having me.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Lightning may not strike twice, but love does, especially if it's a Subaru. Findlay Subaru invites you to the Love Strikes Twice sales event leading up to the grand opening of our new state-of-the-art facility November 17th. It promises to be a rewarding shopping experience showcasing the outstanding Subaru lineup. Love strikes twice at Findlay Subaru with the second big month of savings on remaining new 2018s. If you've been putting it off, this really is the month to take a test drive and fall in love with the new Findlay Subaru. Like Subaru Outback. Finance a new 2018 Findlay Subaru Outback for as low as 0% APR or lease for $269 a month. Those numbers are easy to fall in love with. Lightning may not strike twice, but love does at Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
For well-qualified buyers now through October 1st, lease Outback Standard 2.5i model code JDB-01 for 36 months with $1,769 due at signing. Zero security deposit.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
In addition to Shauna and Lexi being here to talk about the one-stage family theater production of the Rocky Horror Show, keep in mind that you can help the one-stage family theater by dining at Bill's Grill. It's a fundraising night benefiting the one-stage family theater. That is Saturday, October 27th, when you eat at Bill's Grill between 4 and 10 p.m. and present their flyer. You will have 15% of your check donated to the One Stage Family Theater on behalf of Bill's Grill. Now, that's valid for dine-in or carry-out food and non-alcoholic beverages. Contact the folks at One Stage Family Theater to see how to get that flyer. 15% will go to the One Stage Family Theater. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro, then Talk of a Town, the Thursday Roundtable. Join me back here Monday with my guests Sharla Mortimer, Deb Pastor, and Michael Bird for the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, and Stacey Darrington from Circle L Ranch. That's Q&A Monday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.